It's a beautiful Monday. Oh, my gosh. Welcome to the What's On Your Mind preview. I am Scott Hanlon. Monday, the 22nd of July. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. I am here along with Mark, the Freedom Poet, our great chaplain and teacher, chairman of the Common Sense Club, who will host the Common Sense Club later on this very program, on this very radio station, as a matter of fact. Look forward to that. And it isn't as sunny in Tioga as it is in Fargo, so I apologize for calling it beautiful for our listeners in the oil patch.
How sunny isn't it?
Oh. Yeah, I don't know if that's the correct terminology. The sun is going to shine at some point today. I don't know when that's going to shine, but
it'll be a surprise.
Yeah, I think by the noon hour, the sun is supposed to be shining. So we can call it a beautiful day because it will be a beautiful day in both places. A little cooler, 55 right now in Tioga, as a matter of fact, and 66 in Fargo. And only 75 today for a high, but it's just, I don't know. I love this kind of weather. Need to be 90 for me to be during summer.
It's invigorating.
One of our emailers has said, please no royal baby talk today. So now I've just, the show's been thrown out the window.
Well,
you know,
I heard it might be an alien.
An alien?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be one for the tabloids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you're...
It might be an alien. Well, someone said that. I don't know. Was I having a funny dream again?
I have to admit being a little kind of intrigued by it. I'm not in the throes of royal baby mania as some people are. The networks have been in meltdown for 2 weeks. The cables. People outside of hospital. She's not even been there.
No, just look what happened. Look at how rebellious we are. This dear person called, emails, please don't talk about the royals, and here we go.
I know. It's all his fault. It's just a diversion, he says, from the real scandals and the crimes of Barack Obama and the Marxist Democrats.
Well, that's, you know...
Do you think that the baby's birth was time to throw us off of... Detroit is a bigger story. They're different stories. Obviously you've got...
But the caller's got a great point. It shows that we get obsessed and focus on the wrong thing while Rome is burning.
Yeah.
Here's Obama on a big tour pushing his economic agenda, talking about his wonderful health care. You know, and Sebelius came out and said people that don't support Obamacare, it's the same thing as not supporting civil rights. So they love to use this race card to ram everything down our throats. And Obamacare is bad for black people or any kind of people. Or should the princess have an alien, it would be bad for the alien.
According to the Washington Post today, President Obama will deliver a series of speeches this week designed to push the economy and his proposals to ensure its long-term growth toward the center of the national political debate after months of focus on other issues.
Will he spend some time in Detroit?
More speeches.
Will he be in Detroit?
I don't know if he'll be in Detroit, but that probably throws the theme off a little bit.
Because that's exactly Obamanomics at work. Grossly indebted to the unions, let them take over with triple quadruple pensions. That's the number one meltdown of the muni bond in Detroit right now is some of the pension bonds, and goes on getting union workers. What's sad is the unions, people have been duped to believing that this man will give them some kind of nirvana forever, and it doesn't work. What he's doing is putting union people in dire jeopardy, because first of all, they're getting so much more than the average middle-class people as far as retirements, giving them some exemptions to Obamacare, giving them a golden extra specialness, and so they're creating massive hostility towards unions. In most states, union membership is at the lowest ebb. And then secondly, their systems are completely bankrupt. So ultimately, the union people will have nothing. And our government is just as broken, just as vulnerable to bad pensions as Detroit. So this is just a snapshot of what is to come.
What do you see as the ripple effect on the overall economy? You mentioned the muni bond impact. What is a muni bond?
All the municipal bonds. The fact that municipal bonds have been considered safe, you know, they have tax stream, they've got...
So in other words, it's an investment.
To build their roads, do their infrastructure, pay for their new police building. It's one of the main ways that they finance the city government.
They sell bonds.
They sell bonds.
And people invest in those because they say, hey, well, you know, you have tax dollars, so you can pay the bonds back, so it's a safe investment.
Right. But in the meantime, the tax base is crumbling. Of course, the top In fact, I heard an analyst say that they can't raise taxes anymore. They already have provoked a flight of people with a high tax, and they can't cut services. So guess what? Their only hope is federal handout. Will that fly? If I were in the Congress, I certainly wouldn't vote for that. Because there are draconian things we can do. Again, we can feed our own people. We can teach our own kids. We don't need to have $100,000 teachers to teach our kids that there is no God.
You know, listener suggested a program about underfunded pension obligations in North Dakota. Specifically mentioning Dave Pepcorn, a former member of the Fargo City Commission, had brought this issue to the forefront to be discussed. And he's saying, I'll wager that Fargo's not the only North Dakota community that has underfunded pension obligations. One legislator, Betty Grandy, had been very active on getting some pension reform at the state level ongoing.
I think North Dakota needs to understand that our economy is vulnerable. We've got all-time high stock market, totally pushed up there by low interest rates, by the Fed buying our own debt. And who knows when the wheels are going to come off. Another thing, it's been since the 30s, since we had a major depression. A depression is much worse than a recession. It's 20, 30, 40% unemployment. And if these interest rates that are happening to the munis, if it catches hold of the feds, if interest rates start to go up, for example, if interest rates go up 1%, the bond market could lose 5 to 6 to 8% of its value. That's billions and billions. Imagine $16 trillion if the interest rate goes up 1%. That is a $160 billion increase in interest on our federal debt alone. This is extremely dangerous times we're in.
Yeah, so you're saying
this North Dakota
$16 trillion federal debt is very vulnerable to just the slightest fluctuation in an interest rate.
Could just explode, and that's going to take everybody. That will shut down commerce. A depression is not a good thing, and, of course, the need for driving. What do you need if you don't have cars? My point being, North Dakota has this great opportunity to get flush, to get their pensions taken care of, make sure that they tie up their long-term obligations to their faithful workers and their teachers. Their teachers in North Dakota are for the most part, really fairly paid compared to other states. I still believe we need to have incentives for the best teachers and fire the worst ones. I really believe that we should have the marketplace in education. But North Dakota needs to take advantage of this opportunity because I think tough times are coming.
All right, there's a couple of headlines. We're going to tackle some others later in What's on Your Mind, including an announcement that Menards is coming to Williston with some economic development incentives. In other words, some tax forgiveness and whatnot, which for retail seems odd. You know, this happens when you're trying to attract jobs, but obviously in this case they wanted a retailer of Menards' stature and so are giving them some tax forgiveness. Does that seem odd?
Well, certainly the competitors to Menards will certainly say, where's mine?
Yeah, when you're there now.
The favorite, this is the crony capitalism. This is... fairness is something that we've got to strive for. We have to really, I bet they got some interesting commissioner, some city council meetings over that one.
Front page story today in the Fargo Forum about a father and a daughter who do random acts of kindness, giving out gift cards in memory of a sister of the little girl, a daughter that had died at 35 days back in 1998. And they scout out different places looking for people that, look like they could use a little help and give them. Have you ever been the recipient of a random act of kindness like that?
Oh, many, many. My brother Reed and I, our car broke down on the way to my sister's 40th birthday, and some guy came along and gave us a free motel room and a ride and took care of us. Car broke down. I was working in South Dakota, and somebody fixed it for free. And
is that right?
I've had a lot of kindness acts. I'm having an echo here.
Me too, yeah.
That's an act of unkindness.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I was saying something needed to be repeated.
There you go.
And that is, acts of kindness are contagious. They're like a smile. They're really a good thing to do, and I want to commend. And look at how happy these people are.
A friend of mine, Renee Rongan, headed up the Pay It Forward group. She's a wonderful speaker, speaks around the country, and from up around the Fertile area. And she gave me a bunch of Pay It Forward cards one time where you keep in your you know, somebody's buck short at the supermarket chain or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you hand them a Pay It Forward card and take care of it. Try to do it anonymously. And I've done that a couple of times.
It's pretty neat. It's great fun to help somebody who needs help.
It is. It's a neat little...
God's work.
Nice story there.
That's right.
Okay, Mark, we'll talk sports at the bottom of the hour, and you can brag up your buddy Lefty. What a day yesterday at the British Open. We'll do that at the bottom of the hour, and more coming up. Oh, go ahead.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Monday of the North Dakota State Fair. Steve Bockett will be up there again today, and we're going to be checking in with Doug Goring, North Dakota's Ag Commissioner, who's at the fair. We have Chris Dotson joining us from North Dakota Catholic Conference. He has some big concerns about a North Dakota law that is being challenged by a Fargo judge gone rogue, Wick Corwin. We have a rescheduled interview with Kristen Hedger, who will tell us about a new exciting project in Killdeer, North Dakota. Workforce housing, and also something very well received and
outside the box.
Yeah, outside the box a little bit for sure. Yeah, which will be kind of nice. And then Governor Jack Dalrymple checks in as well. I haven't chatted with the governor since, I guess, right after the legislative session. So good chance to catch up with him on everything that's happening. So we have a busy day, more guests than we usually do. Just kind of worked out that way
today.
Plus the state fair to chat about today on the program. So a lot of ground to cover.
Day at this, great weekend at the state fair. It was absolutely phenomenal. A few weather issues. Friday night, the Tim McGraw concert got pushed back because of just torrential rain. It came down buckets. Muddy mess backstage, but not bad after that. They did get the concert in, and then Journey was a huge hit, Scott. It, sold-out show. People were jacked up about going to see Journey.
Talked to a buddy of mine in Williston, Kevin Paschke. He and his wife were all fired up to relive the 80s band craze Journey. And
people just don't stop believing, Scott.
They drove over from Williston to see it, so that's probably, one of the bigger draws from around the state for folks to come on in and see him. That's kind of neat.
Another great country show last night, Brantley Gilbert. Although we were a little worried about the weather last night, they had tennis ball-sized hail over towards Tioga.
Yeah, Williams and Montreal both got whacked pretty good with the thunder shower activity.
Well, yeah. I was talking to Doug Goring. He came up last night, our ag commissioner, and he... got three big bullseyes on his windshield just north of Bismarck. He said it didn't get a lot of hail, but enough to bust his windshield on the vehicle he was driving.
Have you ever had a direct hit from hail cause a windshield breaking?
No.
While driving? I haven't either.
I've been lucky so far, knock on wood.
I've heard it be loud enough where you're just waiting for it to happen. Or it's just pelting away, but I've never actually had it happen.
Have you ever been in a steel pole barn with a hailstorm?
No.
It's deafening. Absolutely.
Right?
We were moving some horses into a pole barn and ahead of a storm, and it turned into a hailstorm. Oh, my gosh. I couldn't hear myself for 2 days. It was absolutely deafening because it was good golf ball size hail, and it was so loud.
And to put the earplugs in and take cover, huh?
I didn't have earplugs at the time. Wish I would have.
We're going to talk a little bit. As I mentioned, we have a lot of guests today, so we don't have a lot of time for finding out what's on your mind or talking about what's on our mind. But I do have one story I want to talk a little bit about. Menards is coming to Williston. All right? And it's a big deal for Williston because, this is a community that's had a difficult time attracting retail and why it's taken as long as it has, given the fact that you've got a city that's just exploding in growth because of what's going on in the oil patch. It's pretty amazing. But for a number of years, they've been working on this. And they actually first signed a deal back in, 2011. And construction was supposed to start that summer and open at some point in 2012. And, of course, it didn't happen. Well, now it's happening. 3 years after the original announcement, they are coming to Williston. And Rob Port, a blogger, Standing Blog, went back and looked at the deal, which was made public in 2011, that Williston put forward to attract Menards. And part of it is tax increment financing, where they basically say, okay, you don't have to pay property tax revenues for a certain period of time. And so evidently it was a combination of tax increment financing, $1.4 million, plus $2.487 million in sales tax revenues, and about $1.7 million in STAR fund money, which is a local economic development fund. So the idea being that, if you get Menards to come, other businesses will come, and then you can pay off those funds sooner. The sales tax and STAR fund revenues are intended to be paid off in 9 years, the TIF financing in 15 years. Here's my question. Given all the economic activity in and around Williston, do you think it's necessary for taxpayer dollars to be expended or sweetheart deals to be extended to a company like Menards to come in? I mean, in other words, if you own Joe's Hardware Store.
I'm just trying to figure out a business I want to go open and have the taxpayers pay for it up in Williston.
Well, see, I think
what
you need
I
to
open?
be, I think you need to be a minority or something. That's what I mean. I don't know that
that economic benefit to any company. Shouldn't you extend it to all companies? Is the question. You can't choose winners and losers. That doesn't work. That's not the job of government, and it's definitely not the job of the taxpayers. Although our federal government seems to have a pretty vigorous record of doing that lately.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, you expect some of those things from the federal government, you bellyache about them, but when they happen in these North Dakota communities, I guess I could understand Lisbon, you know, not to pick on Lisbon, but, you know, Lisbon saying, hey, we really want a Menards, and so we're gonna put forward some things that, will help us be in a better position to get the Menards. And Menards would say, well, we'll take a look at it only because of this incentive. With all the activity going on in the Bakken, why in the world would they need it? You know. Now, I guess you say, they're not going to come there because of the challenges of hiring people and where do the people stay and everything else. Well, that's the same thing everybody's living through.
Look what goes on with Menards in Minot. They can't hire workers in Minot. They fly in workers in every week from Wisconsin to come and work in Minot because they don't have enough labor to run the store in Minot. What's going to happen in Williston? I guarantee you're not going to have a labor force locally because they're not doing that in Minot, where it's a little bit more lucrative labor force. In Williston, where you're even taxed further, I guarantee you're not going to have local labor. So if you're not having local employees on top of it, who are going to be giving back into the community, they're going to be getting their paychecks and not spending that money in Williston anyway. So really, where's the economic impact?
And we'll invite some of the folks from Williston. I know Tom Ralstead, part of this, who does a great job, and other city officials to try and better understand this. But on the surface, it's a head-scratcher. And again, I would imagine one of the arguments is some of the challenges you're mentioning that Minot's dealing with, but
it's exacerbated tenfold in Williston.
If you're a competitor of Menards, you're dealing with the same thing, and you're not getting the tax break, so it's a little odd. We'll tackle that one and chat with all our guests coming up, plus Steve from the fair, on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Nobody knows the Bakken like Nesson Consulting Service. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Service, the folks that day in and day out provide experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services. Kathy, talk about what you bring for these oil companies. Basically, they don't have the learning curve of getting to know the geology in the Bakken. That's where you help, right?
Yes, exactly. That, in addition to it, is that our crews are skilled and trained in the field aspect, and that is different than the office side of the mapping and reservoir analysis and completion part of it. So our crews are really the hands-on while the well is drilling, looking at the samples, and that takes a certain skill level and a certain training. So we literally teach our crews to evaluate the data at the well site, and that keeps the office geologist in Denver, Houston, Enid, wherever, doing their work, and we can then supplement them by providing these specialized field crews.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
Our heart was just a brick in the wall. All in all, it was all just bricks in the wall.
Is the program we call the What's On Your Mind preview program. Steve Bakken and I will be back taking your calls, joined by KFIRE 550 AM 910 KCJB in Minot, KLTC Dickinson, and the station you are listening to right now, which is AM 1100 The Flag or AM 1090 in the Bakken. And Mark Skogerbo is here, Mark the Freedom Poet, who hosts the Common Sense Club. And you'll hear him as well 3 hours today on the program, on his program, the Common Sense Club, as well as us here with What's On Your Mind. So, what's not to love? I at the lake this weekend, before we get into sports, I was just telling Mark off the air, ended up in a conversation talking about Mark's unique role on the radio. I don't know if there would be somebody behind the microphone. It's one of the things we're most proud of here on the flag, because what we offer is unique. And Mark's program, when he takes over the Common Sense Club, comes at it from a perspective of someone who knows the Constitution well and has been a great teacher of the Constitution, which is, you know, and unfortunately, there's not a lot of people on the radio that do that. Mark Levin is a student of the Constitution, right? But he doesn't spend a lot of time imparting that knowledge. He's written about it, and you can hear it in everything he does, but he doesn't take the time that you do to explain it. But this conversation also had to do with your background as a pastor. And then, of course, your Tea Party credentials and your current political knowledge. And they were talking about how this is just a trifecta. This is a hat trick of great information. But it reminded me that, you know, we probably don't do this enough to say, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself. For folks that hear you every day, they maybe don't know that you have pastored churches, that you went to seminary.
I did. I went to seminary, and because of the flood in Grand Forks, we had a home on River Road, totaled the basement, filled up with water, totaled the garage. We had it sold as I was going to seminary, had gone for a while, and a Free Lutheran seminary. And that put us out because of the economic stress and so forth. I had to drop out of the seminary, and my skin broke down. My wife had a heart attack. We kind of devastated by that because the deal fell through, and of course we lost several, you know, tens of thousands of dollars off our house. And my skin broke down while I was laying in bed reading Job in the Twin Cities in a little duplex while I was going to the seminary, and dropped out of the seminary. Had skin disease over 90% of my body, and got asked to go and preach a Lent service in Wisconsin on a Wednesday night, on April Fool's Day. Immediately, my skin started getting better, and as I was driving over there, I felt, I'm going to be their pastor. And I went there and fell in love with them and connected, and I was their pastor for 4 years, literally till I got called to South Dakota to go and do what I can to help John Thune win election. And So, but in the process of organizing Christians in South Dakota, slowly but surely, I came to the point where I'm not sure what denomination God is, because I had the great honor of preaching in Catholic churches, Wesleyan churches, maybe four or five different denominations of Lutheran, many Assemblies of God. You know, I got to preach for an hour a couple of times, which was pretty atypical, because when I preached in Wisconsin, I had to be done at 11:45 because kickoff of the Packers, you know, especially in the winter. You know, and we had much more structure. I grew up in the Lutheran church. So anyway, but all my life I was accused recently of being a phony pastor because my life has some bumps and warts on it, and I've made some mistakes. And
is there anybody that hasn't?
Well,
why we need a pastor?
I tell you, there's one good thing that comes out of when you do fall and when you admit it. Like after David had his problems, and Nathan cornered him, and he wrote the 51st Psalm. All I know is this: one time, in a powerful epiphany that has affected me profoundly, I realize that I am not the judge. Yes, I can discern when somebody's in evil and when they're troubling. I know what the results are of sin, but it is God to judge. It is me to love. And Christ, his disciples said, how many times should we forgive our brother? And he said, 70 times 7. And the Lord's Prayer took a whole new dimension to me as I floundered in my own way a couple of different ways, and I felt God's grace and mercy. So, you know, I beg you people that are listening to love one another and forgive, because it's life-changing. It's so easy to get crippled and in despondency and self-loathing. But if you can pat somebody in the back and say, I love you anyway, if you can be a minister of grace, I've been a proponent that every home, every church, every school, every apartment, every business needs a chaplaincy. And I believe in the 2+2 method. I believe you need to find somebody and start praying for the people you live with, work with, in your neighborhood, in your church, in your school. Develop. We need a chaplaincy. We all need to be each other's pastors, a priesthood of believers, because we all struggle and flounder and fail.
And once a week in the pews at a church, if you choose to do that, as I have for as long as I can remember as a lifelong Catholic, it is just you're in the pews every Sunday. It's not enough, right? I mean, in this day and age, it's just...
The spiritual warfare has gone to a whole new level.
So I agree with you. It has to come into the workplace. It has to come outside the four walls of the church and continue to do it. But I just wanted folks to have a little background on you. Here we sit here and talk sports every day. And
I did have a prayer answered.
They just might think you're a sports guy.
I prayed for Phil. I love Lefty.
There you go. You prayed for Phil Mickelson to win the British Open.
And he'd never won a British Open. He kind of gave, and he'd lost six U.S. Opens. He'd come in second place six times in the U.S. Open, and that just happened recently. So not to be crestfallen or to have this huge chaos, he goes and wins the Scottish Open, comes there. He gets to the 16th hole yesterday, hits a great shot, and it rolls off completely off the green. And you know, Tiger had a problem on the fifth hole and curses loudly so people within four counties could hear. Here was the expletive that Mickelson said to his caddy: "Wow, I can't hit it any better than that." He gets up and down in par, birdies the next two holes, and wins his first British Open. And he said, "This is the greatest round of my life."
Did I ruin it for you, by the way? I sent Mark a text early in the morning. That he'd won. I think it was. I think it was on the way to Mass. It was early Sunday morning, and it sort of ruined it for me.
I was actually glad you did, because I had studies to do. You know, I'm going to Texas in 1st of August, so I'm working on some pre-programming some programming. For example, I'm going to do a couple hours and teach people how to quit smoking. So somewhere around I'm planning on the 6th of August, folks. If you know anybody that smokes, I wrote a book, How to Quit Smoking and Go to Hawaii for Free, the 28-day ceasefire. Well, I'm going to be giving away, you know, we spent a few $1,000 trying to put this thing together. And I'd go and have these big seminars at a Subways or something and go and pass out posters and pamphlets everywhere, and no one would come. And I realized that everybody wants to quit someday, and someday is later than tomorrow. but maybe $8 cigarettes and $7 cigarettes a minute, maybe we've come to a teaching moment, folks. Here's the point. If you could listen to me on the 6th of August, and if you believe that you can quit, I can help you get to, if you get to the point where you believe it's possible, then I will show you how to.
Then you're ready for your program.
Then you're ready for my program, and then it might cost you a few bucks. And I'm willing. Me and Leon, who I've, by the way, Leon has quit smoking by my teaching. He is going to be a testimonial with me on that program. And he said, I said, we're going to give these people 24/7. They can call 24/7 if they go on my program and want me to help them quit smoking for once and for all.
And you're going to do this on the air?
We're going to do a lot of the freebies. We're going to do the whole free thing on the air and teaching people what nicotine, what addiction is, the levels of addiction, how to quit, why quit, how millions have quit.
So anyway, my telling you that Lefty won gave you more time for
prep. I got the prep. And then the Twins also, they took a series from Cleveland, which they haven't done this year. They took 2 out of 3 from Cleveland. Yes, they lost yesterday, but they won 2 games, 3-2, played incredible defense. And so I was pretty happy about that. So I just listened to the Twins on the radio and worked away. I studied Lincoln hard because of something you sent me about his miraculous birth, so I got back into Carl Sandburg reading about Lincoln, and that was always fun.
All right, so Twins lose 7-1. You just kind of skipped over that.
I did.
Yeah.
Because Masterson is an all-star pitcher, and he had a no-hit for 4-some innings. He's just awesome.
Did the Twins win the other games, or did the Indians lose?
A little of each.
Yeah.
But the Twins made spectacular fielding plays, and the Indians made some bunglings.
Who won 13-10?
Oh.
The Red Hawks.
The Red Hawks.
Can you believe
Red
that?
Red Hawks. They're just wild. And, you know, you talk about a team that's fun. We've been, when we first, we would give away some free Red Hawk tickets here. And the first one we gave away was early in the season. You know, they'd lost, I think, 8 out of the first 10. And there wasn't much interest in them, but they got hot. Now we give away any Red Hawk tickets we can. We get plenty of calls. They're in first place by 5 games. This is really cool.
And they're home all week, by the way.
Yeah.
So
and they got St. Paul coming in. They're just a wonderful, you know, fun, good team. They got great, high-quality professional baseball at a very family-friendly prices. And buck and a half hot dogs, wow.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. By the way, back to the British Open for a moment. I didn't see this, but I saw an account of him coming up the 18th having a, you know, an emotional moment.
Oh, big time.
Did he?
His caddy, who's been with him for 21 years, was just weeping. Said, to see this guy, 43-year-old guy, shoot the best round of his life when it mattered so much. 43. How many, you know, he's 43. That's long of tooth for open men's.
Mm-hmm.
He's only 7 years away from being able to play with the old guys, you know. This is tremendous what he did.
He said it was the best round, arguably, of his career.
Yeah.
And he putted better than he's ever putted to shoot the round of his life. Shoot the round of my life. It feels amazing to win the Claret Jug.
And then he, you know, his whole family was there, this beautiful family, his Amy and his 3 kids, and group hug to die for.
I saw the group hug. I just didn't see him cry and walk it up.
Well, if you'd look close, and his caddy just gave it up, said, heck, we can be manly tomorrow. I'm going to go ahead and cry.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That really is cool. All right. I knew you'd be happy.
And when he lost the U.S. Open for the 6th time, he kept on signing autographs all the way to his car.
Classy guy.
Yep.
For sure. Mark Scogarbo back with the Common Sense Club, ladies and gentlemen, later on, and that's the Check of Sports. And a little bio on Mark, too.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This is the What's On Your Mind preview show. I'm Scott Hammond. Steve Bakken and I have a busy Monday edition of the program, loaded up with all kinds of interesting guests. Doug Goring, the state aid commissioner, is at the state fair. It's Pride of Dakota Day today at the state fair, so we're going to talk about that with Doug. Governor Jack Dalrymple will be here to talk about all kinds of things, including the farm bill, and our first chance to catch up with the gov since the legislative session wrapped up. We're also going to talk with Kristen Hedger. She is joining us to talk about the Prairie Gold Apartments development in Kildare. It's a new development and trying to ease the housing burden in the oil patch for employees of the company that her parents formed there, the manufacturing company in Kildare, North Dakota. So, you know, unique in that they are in the middle of the oil patch, in the middle of that boom, but in an unrelated industry and still need to obviously take care of employees. And so they've, as the company said, well, we've got to build this apartment complex for our employees. but also available to others in the families, in the community as well. So look forward to hearing about that. Kind of an exciting little project for Boomtown. Let's see, what else? Christopher Dotson, Executive Director, General Counsel for the North Dakota Catholic Conference, has some grave concerns about a North Dakota judge overreaching says his recent ruling could be North Dakota's Roe versus Wade. We're going to find out what that is all about. He's specifically talking about Fargo Judge Wickham Corwin. And has some concerns over the North Dakota Constitution being trampled here and some other concerns we're going to go into greater detail with as well. Wilson's getting a new Menards, but it's taking some tax dollars. Is that okay? We're going to ask that question today on the program. And much more. One little story I didn't get to yet here, one of several of all the law changes that came into effect from the legislative that were debated and ultimately passed and signed by the governor take effect August 1st. And one of them that has not got a lot of attention but might be a good little reminder for you to check the glove box, the rules for the road as of August 1st require drivers showing proof of insurance, either in writing or on a smartphone or other electronic device when asked by law enforcement, or they'll be cited on the spot for driving without liability insurance. If the proof of insurance is provided to the court later, the person cited would not be convicted or assessed an administrative fee. But if the fine is assessed, it's a minimum of $150. The key is for the traveling public to carry a form of liability coverage with them. State now law currently gives a driver stop for a violation up to 20 days to provide proof of insurance if they can't find it in their vehicle. So, in Minnesota, State Patrol troopers have discretion in handling driving without insurance cases, and fines can vary depending on the county where a motorist is cited. But this is new in North Dakota. The minimum fines for the infraction vary between $100 and $150. And again, the law is you got to be able to prove it when you're stopped. So, just a little word to the wise there. All right, just a short segment here to be able to tell you about our weather situation. And as I mentioned, the sun's shining now on the east, and it's coming eventually in the oil patch as well today. Here's the forecast. We'll start for Fargo, Moorhead, and the Red River Valley, mostly sunny, high near 76 today, north-northwest wind at 13 to 17 miles an hour, gusts as high as 23 miles an hour, partly cloudy tonight. Low 55. Tomorrow, sunny. High near 77 with a light northeast wind. These are just picture-perfect days you need to treasure. Oh, my gosh. A chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, mainly after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 59. Calm winds becoming southeast around 5 miles an hour. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 79. Light and variable wind. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. Wednesday night, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 57. Thursday, sunny and a high near 78. It's 66 at this hour. We'll start inching up as we go. All right, for the oil patch, our home base KTGO studios in Tioga at this very moment, 57 degrees under cloudy skies. The sun should be out by noon, and it'll start creeping into the 60s, but a high today, 72, northeast wind at 6 to 11. So you'll gradually get a mostly sunny day in the patch today. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 51, with a northeast wind at 6 to 8. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, about a 30% chance tomorrow, mainly after 1 o'clock. Partly sunny with a high near 76, and a southeast wind at 6 to 9 miles an hour. Tuesday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m. tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a low around 54. Wednesday, sunny at a high near 75 with a northwest wind at 5 to 11. Clear Wednesday night, 53. Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 77. So once we got past last night's ginormous hail and thunderstorm activity, the week looks pretty good here in the oil patch. Hope you managed that okay without too much disruption. Had some reports of some significant hail in the oil patch last night. So that's a check of the weather, and buckle up, folks. We'll get set for what's on your mind, and we want to know. Here's the phone number, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. 228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's chat before we get our guest in here next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When Nesson Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes-at-the-vet geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Services. Kathy, talk about what's happening all around us.
Crazy. I could not have imagined in my wildest dreams that we would be at quite this level of success and activity in Western North Dakota. It's just absolutely thrilling. I'm glad to be part of it. I think it's just terrific what's going on. Sure, there's obviously, you know, repercussions. There are things and issues to deal with. But generally speaking, I think this is just a huge success and boom for North Dakota, Montana.
Nesson Consulting Service in the heart of the Bakken. From the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nessonconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.